getting generative artificially created art out into the real world. I bought a bunch of 4x4 frames, thinking it is the perfect size for 512x512 pixel images that the AI usually generates. I grabbed a random sample of about 16 generative AI creations. I have collected about 370 samples by now for my lowbrow research. And I waddled off to the local pharmacy where they have a photo print section. I left the pharmacy with an envelope of 16 or so glossy 4x4 photos. First of all, they can look blurry at 256x256 pixels. They look okay at 512x512, hard to explain. And 1024x1024 pixels would be perfect if it worked. At 1024 pixel setting, I end up generating beautiful chimeras, fantasy horror type thing, even fuzzy wuzzy things. And this frightens me. At 4x4 inches, 512x512 pixels is acceptable and probably all you're gonna get from free services anyways. But I think all my samples need sharpening. They need retouching. And maybe they need spicier colors. Second of all, buy your picture frames at a dollar store. Do not attempt to fix a frame. Instead, just trim the photo to fit it. It will be the photo's new home. Fair warning. White frames look really plain. If that is all you have, pick up some colorful paper too. Just copy the shape of the white insert and take it from there. Pay attention to the frame quality. Make sure that it has a leg to stand on. Three of my frames are wall hang only. Can you imagine that? Though they are quite pretty. And don't just take your memory stick to the photo station. The photo station is not a good place to pick your favorite art out. Select all you need at home, copy it to your memory stick, and then just hit the print all button when you are at the photo store. I paid 39 cents per photo, and I think this is probably really high. I remember once paying 12 cents at the local supermarket. Now, the could be better part where we sort of critique this whole thing. 4x4 is cute as heck, but 8x11 would probably be better, but at this size, your AI creations would definitely be blurry. I say, Mona Lisa's 30.31x20.87 inches should be the absolute minimum, and this would take a really long time to generate. All things considered, that means learning Krita. Yes, you're gonna need to take several simple tutorials to get into it. To put it simply, you will need to repaint and mix and match and photo bash and fix anything AI probably definitely messed up. For knickknacks, 4x4 is great. Especially if the picture is something that is never seen before. But even better than that, Make sure to select creations that have character, that have faces or characters that show expressions, curiosity, disenchantment, joy, or downright craziness. If your character says something, it then makes your little work of art 10 times better. Focus on the expression, not just the colors. Generative AI is not to intimidate an artist, but to make one. The one thing that is consistent in all my samples is that it's all fascinating, of high detail, with vibrant color, and really surprising and interesting subject. The major part of my prompt was, "Oh my god, it's so fluffy, I could die." This is an internet meme about fluffy things, obviously. But I added sharp details and vibrant colors to get everything out to the surface. You may wish to find prompts on the internet. Usually you want to search for something like stable diffusion prompt. In closing, AI is really helpful where it comes to challenging ourselves. It encourages us to new colors, to detailed, outrageous shapes, and to leaving our comfort zone to beat the crap out of it. That AI medley will encourage us to adding more fascinating details to our creations. It reminds us that not everything must make perfect sense. Sometimes it's about the color and fascination factor. Yes, AI can make a cute knick-knack for your desk that will then help you to try out new art ideas. It will keep watch over you. It will keep pushing you forward. It can get you started on a new work of art with all the reference images that it can deliver to you. And it can make for some cute gifts. And perhaps most importantly, AI can get you into some really interesting conversations.